Very good. So we'll have a word of prayer and then we'll get started.
先来祷告, 然后再开始我们的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you again for the word of God.
也主啊, 我们要再次向您献上感恩为了神的话。
And we thank you that you not only tell us about the present, but you give us clear understanding of the past, and then you give us prophetic understanding of the future.
也主啊,我们就是非常感恩您不光是说让我们今天有很好的理解,也让我们对过去有一个清晰的了解,对将来呢更是有一个很好的展望。
And so, Lord, today we're praying that you will just give us this understanding about the future that we might live more wisely today.
主啊,我们今天就向您祈求,就是说让您,让我们更好地去了解将来要发生的事情,这样呢,我们在今天呢,就可以明智地生活。
Direct our conversation and our thoughts, we pray, in Jesus' name.
也请你指导我们的谈话和指导我们的学习,我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, good to see everyone this afternoon.
非常高兴今天下午看到大家。Revelation
chapter 7.
启示录的第七章。And
in chapter 6, we saw a picture of the judgments of God falling upon the earth.
因为在第六章里我们看到了神的审判呢,就是降在地球上。They
were pretty sad days, big problems on the earth.
这是一个非常悲伤的日子,在地球上呢,有很多的问题出现。And
Chapter 6 is a picture of what is going on the earth from the perspective of those living on the earth, from the perspective of the problems that are coming.
这个呢,第六章呢,就是讲到的呢,主要是关于当时从那个地球上的生活的那些人的方面来看呢,他们身上产生的巨大的麻烦。
But as is always the case, God preserves for himself a remnant. There are some who turn and trust him.
那这里总是这样的,神就会为他呢,自己呢,保存一些余民,一些少数的人,就是为了神自己。
In the days of Noah, there were multitudes who turned from God, but Noah, his wife, his sons, their wives, they followed the Lord. They found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
在挪亚的那个时代呢,很多的人呢,他们其实就转离了神,但是呢,他的家庭,他的妻子,他的孩子们呢,都是跟神在一起的。
And so chapter 7 is a picture of those who during these very difficult days of chapter 6 had turned to the Lord. What about them, those who followed the Lord Jesus?
那第七节呢,就是告诉我们在第六章里面那些呢,就在非常艰难的那个时刻呢,那极少数的人,他们跟转离了神,他们跟随着主耶稣基督,那么在他们身上会发生什么呢?
All right, so we're going to start reading then chapter 7, verse 1, and see what the development from the Lord is.
启示录第七章第一节,看看神在下一步是怎么给我们展望。He
says, after this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree.
第一节说呢,此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角,抓住地上的四方的风,叫风不吹在地上,海上和树上。
So, we're not told the details of these four angels All we know is that they had power to control what was going on the earth. And for a while, there was a cessation of the terrible problems, and there was a time for God to do his work.
这四个天使到底是谁，但是我们知道这四个天使他有这样的权能，当时呢，他们可以暂时的掌管地上的一些风啊，这样的可以让地上呢稍微的平静一下，然后神可以开始做他的工。Verse
2 says, then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had given power to harm the land and the sea, saying, do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God.
第二节第三节说，我又看见另外一位天使。 从日出地方上来，拿着永生神的印，他就向那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说：“地与海，便树木，你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神众仆人的额。” So
he basically said, we are going to clearly identify some of these who serve the Lord. And so don't do anything until we have put a seal on their head so that we know who they are and others know who they are.
那这个呢，就是他说，你们等一下，等一下，等我们把这些少数的跟随着主的封印以后呢，然后你们再去做那些事儿。我们因为知道他们是谁。Then
he says, I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel.
第四节说呢，我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有14,400。
And then in a clear attempt to clarify and to amplify the fact that they're from the tribes of Israel, he lists 12 tribes and says 12,000 from each tribe, 12 by 12 being 144,000.
然后呢，下面呢就开始去把它放大的扩大的讲了一下，延伸讲一下，这14万4千呢，实际上代表从以色列的12个支派，每一个支派出了12,12,000人，这样共44,000人被保封了印保存下来。
And the tribes are listed from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin. 12 names, 12 tribes, and each of them with 12,000 men, women sealed.
而这里呢，第五节刚才一直到第八节呢，它是讲到的，犹大支派中受印的有12,000，流便支派中有12,000，加的支派有12,000，雅舍支派有12,000，拿弗他利支派有12,000，马拉西有12,000，西缅总共有12,000，利未有12,000，以撒迦有12,000，西布伦有12,000，约瑟有12,000，便雅悯。
And we're going to learn more about these 144,000 later on in the book of Revelation, but tonight, or today rather, just sufficient to say that these were 12,000 preachers sealed by the Spirit of God so that they would not be killed by the Antichrist, by the powers of evil.
今天呢，我们就是说，就稍微了解一下这14万4千人。我们在后面呢，有更多的了解这14万4千人。 因为这些人都是由神的圣灵把他们封印了，封印了以后呢，把他们保护起来了，这样呢，他们在这个时代呢，就不会被那些敌基督的那些人给杀害，然后他们就可以保留到后面，具体的去传神的道。
They were very special, they were very wonderful men, and they had a powerful impact. You can imagine what would happen if 144,000 zealous preachers were sent into the world today.
他们是一些非常的好的人，是一些非常的就是那个大能的人，就是你去想象一下，就是如果今天的话呢，有144,000像这么有一些很奇妙的、很有大能的传道者，在世界上传道会是出现一个什么样的迹象
？These would be great men of God. We tend to think of them as something like Billy Graham's, men who had power to proclaim the truth of God in such a way that people responded.With enthusiasm.
这个呢就是说是这些人呢他们就是属神的很伟大的人。就像我们今天的这个葛培理一样。你去想想葛培理他就是有那样一个大能的这样那属神来的全能。他当他们去传道的时候呢有很多的人会很热心的做出反应。
Now, These people were going to find out about these 144,000. They are a very select people, a privileged people, a powerful people.
因为这些人呢，你会发现这144,000人呢，是一些特别拣选的一些人，是他们也是特别有能力、特别的有那样的能的一批人。
And many people naturally aspire to be like them.In the world even today.
就是今天呢很多人呢就像我们今天的人都有那样一个愿望就像他们一样做一个传道人。
And much false teaching has arisen from this 144,000.
所以在这144,000人呢有很多那些错误的教导。
The Jehovah Witnesses, among others, will tell you that, there are 144,000, Jehovah Witnesses who have a special place in God's service. There's the ordinary Jehovah Witness, but the special people, they're the 144,000.
因为那个耶和华见证会的那些人呢他会告诉你还有其他的一些那些学家会告诉你就是说实际上这在那个神的面前有144,000人是有特别的那样的权利有特权的一批人在服侍神的其他的一些耶和华见证会的人呢就是一些普通的会众。
These, false teachers ascribe to these people positions and actions and powers that the Bible does not clearly state.
与这些错误的教导呢实际上说这144,000人呢他们有特别的地位特别的权利特别的一些行为其实这些事情在圣经里是从来没有提到过的。
What the Bible does clearly state is that they are all Jewish.
所以圣经特别提到的讲得特别清楚的呢他们全部都是犹太人。
So if you meet someone who says to you, I'm one of the 144,000, your first question is, and which tribe are you from in the tribe of Judah? Or sorry, the tribe of Israel. Which tribe is yours?
因为如果你碰到一个人他说他是那144,000人中间的一位那么说呢你首先问他的一个问题就是说你是从以色列12个支派中哪一个支派来的呢
Remember that the book of Revelation is mainly about what God is doing with the Jewish people. That's the primary focus of the book.
要记得呢启示录实际上呢 大部分都是在讲道德的犹太人，所以这里呢，他的主要的注意力和焦点呢，是放在犹太人身上的。
And Jeremiah calls the tribulation period the time of Jacob's trouble.
那个耶利米呢，把那个大灾难的描述成为那个雅各的灾难。
So what we're going to find in these days is 144,000 Jewish preachers, 12,000 from each of 12 tribes.
因为最后我们会发现呢，这144,000人呢，是从所有的都是从犹太人来的那样的传道人，然后呢，从每一个支派出来12,000人。
Now the amazing thing about the Jewish people is this, that though the details of the Jewish parentage has passed, still Jewish people today know they are Jewish people.
因为那个犹太人的实际上他这样一个传统呢，实际上你也是知道犹太人尽管在世界上历史上经历过多少次的那种分崩离析，他们今天仍然知道他们是犹太人。
What they don't know today is which tribe they're part of.
他们不知道的呢，是他们不清楚他们到底属于哪一个支派的。
Those records were destroyed way back in the time of the Romans, in the time of the apostles.
实际上他那样的记载呢和记录呢，在那个罗马时代和那个使徒时代呢，早就被摧毁了。
But God knows which tribe is which. God knows which Jew is part of which tribe, and He's going to sort it all out. And He's got the perfect balance: 12,000 from each of 12 tribes.
所以神知道，神知道呢，哪个人是属于哪一个支派的，然后神呢，最终会把他很好的组织起来，分明别类，就说是哪一个是哪一个支派的，然后从每一个支派选出12,000人来。
And after this is verse number 9 now. After this, John says, I looked and behold, before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
然后第九节呢，就是在这以后，那个使徒约翰说，第九节说，此后我观看，这有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕榈树枝。
All right, so we'll keep reading about them. Verse 10, they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing round about the throne and around about the elders and four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
这里呢是第十节，我们要往下读，看看他们说什么。第十节说呢，大声地喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座面前面俯伏于地敬拜神。第十二节说，阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿们。
So the question is, who are these?
所以问题是呢，这些人是谁呢？
And verse 13 is the answer. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they? Where did they come from? I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
那第十四节就给出来答案。我对他说：“先生啊，你知道，他对我来说这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把袍子洗白净了，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜，在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要住在他们中间。”
So what you've got then is this multitude. They're from every tribe, every nation, every part of the earth. There's a multitude of them, and they are all standing before God. They have all been saved out of the great tribulation.
因为这里你所看到的，实际上是有很多的人，这很多的人呢，他们是从各国各地，各个方言、各个部落，所有的人呢，都是从全世界各地来的，他们都是在大灾难中得救的人，得救的人，他们一起聚集在神和羔羊的宝座前面。
The implication is that they have all died. They were in the great tribulation. They listened to the message of the 144,000. They believed, and consequently, they were killed.
这里指出呢，是呢，他们所有的人其实都是死了，在那个大灾难的那个时期呢，他们都是听了神传的道，然后他们就得救了，得救了以后呢。 然后呢，他们的所有的人呢，就现在都来到了这里。All right,
they are in heaven, they're worshiping God, everything is wonderful, but they came out of great tribulation.
他们是在天堂里，他们在敬拜神，每一件事情呢都是美好的，但是呢，他们是从大灾难中走出来的。And
so verse 16 says, never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst.
然后呢，这个第十六节说呢，他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也不伤害他们。What
happened?
这就发生了什么呢？
In the great tribulation, they didn't have enough to eat. They were starved. They didn't have good water. They were thirsty.
所以在大灾难的时期呢，他们其实没有足够的食物来吃，所以他们在处在一种饥荒中，然后他们没有很干净的水喝，所以他们也会很渴。Verse
16 ends, the sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat.
这个第十六节是这样解释的，日头和炎热也必不临到他们。
Very interesting. In the days of the tribulation, there will be scorching heat.
因为这是非常有趣的，在那个大灾难的时候呢，其实上有那种可以伤害他们的炎热。
People today are concerned about global warming.
其实今天的人呢，一直在担心那个。
They say if there's too much carbon dioxide in the air, it's going to get too hot.
他们说呢，如果在大气中有过多的二氧化碳呢，气温会变得很高。Here
in the tribulation period, there will be something far worse than global warming. There will be global scorching heat.
因为这个呢，在大灾难这个时期呢，有远远比那个气候变暖的更严重的事情。这里有一个可以伤害人的那样的一个炎热。The
problem will not be too much carbon dioxide. The problem will be they have turned away from the God of heaven, and there is far too much wickedness in the world, and God is going to punish them by turning up the heat.
现在这里呢，这问题呢，并不是当时空气中有过大的二氧化碳，而是当时的人呢，他们都转离了神，转离了天上的神，然后天上的神呢，把 爬地上呢也积满了邪恶，所以神呢就用这个可以伤害人的炎热来惩罚在地上这些邪恶的人们。
So if you were, in favor of controlling, global warming today, instead of preaching against carbon dioxide, instead of preaching against, automobiles that burn gas, you could start preaching the truth of God. And you preach the truth of God and you'll shut off global warming.
因为如果你真的关心那个全球变暖的话呢，你不应该就是说去到处跟人家传讲说什么要减少那个二氧化碳的排放量，要减少那个汽车的烧产生的废气，而是呢你应该去传那个神的道，这样呢就不会有那个全球气候变暖了。
But even the preaching of the 144,000didn't turn men, away from evil. Many did believe and they were martyred, but many didn't believe and the wrath of God continued to fall.
就算是有144,000这么有能力的传道人去传道，仍然有很多人呢他们不相信神，但是我们也有很多的人呢相信神，他们就成为了殉道者。那么那些很多的不相信神的人呢，神的愤怒就降在他们身上。
Now, verse 17, talking about those in verse 18, sorry, 14, who had come out of great tribulation, we read in 17, the Lamb is at the center of the throne, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
第十七节呢，实际上讲到的呢，那第十四节从大灾难中出来的那批人，就这里十七节讲的，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养你们，你必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的源前，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Where did they get these tears? They got them in the world because they were there when the wrath of God was falling on the world, and they became the focus of the wrath of man who were on the world as well. These people were persecuted absolutely terribly. They cried. They were hot. They were hungry. They were thirsty. These people were killed for Jesus' sake.
这些人的眼泪是从哪里来的呢？是从这个世界来的。在大灾难中，当神的愤怒降临在地球上的时候呢，这地球上人的愤怒呢就转在这些人身上。这些人呢，他们就为此呢，为了信主耶稣而受到地上的人的迫害。所以呢，当时呢他们就受到炎热啊、饥饿啊、饥渴这样的那种苦难，然后他们在那里就开始哭泣。
And so, again, these people will find when they get to heaven, verse 17, that the Lamb is their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and he will wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's great encouragement.
所以这些人呢，他就会发现，当他们到达天上的时候呢，宝座中的羔羊呢会牧养他们，领他们到生命水的源前，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。这是非常令人鼓舞的事情。
So in chapter 6, we have the opening of the six seals of judgment.
在第六章呢，我们有那个打开七印的这个审判。
And then in chapter 7, we have a picture of what God is allowing to happen amongst those who actually trust him and serve him in these days.
因为在第七章里呢，我们也会发现呢，就是神呢，所以允许那些，就是说这些在大灾难中信他的人，允许一些事情在他们身上发生的。
And remember again, those who become Christian, those who serve the Lord in the tribulation will not be those who rejected him prior to the rapture. It will be only those who trusted him after the rapture, but not having known about him before the rapture.
大家要记得记住这一点，就是在这个大灾难中信主的那些人呢，相信主得救的那些人呢，并不是说是在教会被提之前那些拒绝那神的那一批人，而是在教会被提以后出生的那些人，他们才有机会信主得救。
All right, so chapter 8 now, 6 seals have been opened. Chapter 8 says he opened the 7th seal, and there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour.
第八章第一节说，羔羊揭开第七印的时候呢，天上寂静约有半小时。
Why would there be silence?
为什么天上会寂静呢？
And the answer is that there's often silence before something very, very serious, very, very bad happens.
所以呢，答案就是说，通常在有些事情非常非常严重，非常非常糟糕的事情呢，发生之前呢，通常会有一段沉默。
Heaven knew something was going to happen. They didn't know the details, but all heaven realized that 7th seal is opening and there's going to be big problems. And there was silence in heaven for half an hour.
因为实际上天堂呢，他是知道地上一切要发生的事情，所以地上的人其实并不知道细节。那么天上知道第七印被打开的时候呢，有非常非常严重、非常非常糟糕的事情要在地上发生，因此呢，天上就寂静了半个小时。
So verse 2 says, And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets.
第二节说，我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七支号赐给他们。
So you've had now the 6 seals, you open the 7th seal, and when you open the 7th seal, you see 7 trumpets.
然后呢，这里有七个印，七个印呢都打开了，当你打开第七个印的时候呢，你会看见有七支号。
So each of the 7 trumpets is going to be part of the 7th seal.
其中的每一个号呢，其实都是在那七个印中间的一部分。
Verse 3 says, Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of the saints,went up before God from the altar, or sorry, from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake.
根据您呢，刚才读的第三到第五节，第三节说呢，另一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神的面前。天使拿着香炉，正满了坛上的火，倒在地上，随有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
So you will remember now that in the holy place where the priests went to worship the Lord in the tabernacle and in the temple, in the holy place, there were various articles of furniture they're called.
因为在那个其实在那个圣殿里面，圣殿在过去的那个时候，圣殿存在的时候，在圣殿在那个祭司这个祭司献祭的地方呢，实际上那里有一些就是说属于艺术品那样的一些家具，他们这么叫的。
There was the Ark of the Covenant, where the Lord dwelt.
那里有个约柜，约柜就是神住的地方。
There was the table of showbread where the showbread was set out, representing the Lord in the presence of his people.
里面呢也有一些桌子，桌子上呢其实放着那些无酵的面包，这些面包的饼呢就是当他们献祭的时候呢，他们是献给神的。
There was the lampstand or the candlestick.
这里有一些灯台，或者说是蜡烛台。
But there was also the altar of incense.
但是那里同样有那种祭坛，就是焚香的祭坛。
And the priest went in there every morning, every evening. The priest went in and offered incense on that particular altar so that the fire from the altar heating the incense would cause a fragrance in that entire holy place.
这个呢，其实当时的祭司呢，他早晚呢都要到那个焚香的祭坛上去，把那个祭坛点着，然后那个就加热了那个香气，那个香气呢就溢满了整个的圣殿里面。
But in scripture, not only here, but many other places, the altar of incense and the prayers of the people are united.
这个呢，在圣经的其他的地方其实也有记载，在这里呢是特别的，就是当开始焚香的时候呢，众人呢都聚在一起祷告。
You'll remember, for example, that when Zechariah was told that he was going to become the father of John the Baptist, he was in the holy place at the altar of
incense.
And you'll remember that Luke tells us that all this was done at the hour of prayer. Many people outside praying at the hour of prayer. Zechariah inside offering incense.
因为大家记得路加福音里告诉我们，实际上呢，这些所有的事情发生的是在他们所有的人同心祷告以后，就祷告结束以后。
And so the Lord said to Gabriel, the angel, the Lord said, Zechariah, your prayers are heard. Here he is at the altar of incense, at the hour of prayer, praying and offering incense, and the Lord says, your prayers are heard.
然后呢，主就通过那个加百利，这是这个加百利天使，撒迦利亚说呢，啊，你的祷告已神已经听到了。实际上，神听到他的祷告的所有的这个时间呢，就是在他们的众人祷告以后，在焚完香的时候，这个时候听到的。So
verses 3 and 4 again, notice the conjunction of the incense and the prayers of the people. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of the saints went up before God from the angel's hand.
第三节和第四节呢，就是把我们刚才讲的这个祷告和焚香结合起来了。第三节是这样说呢，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和所有圣徒的祷告一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和圣徒的祷告从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
All right, so to give you the overview again, the 7 trumpets are going to sound. There's going to be terrible, terrible judgments on the earth. And it all starts at this altar of incense and the prayers of the saints.
也给大家一个就是这样一个概念。 实际上这样呢，就是说呢，七个七之后都要吹响。七之后吹响呢，就是说这时候呢，那神的就是极其可怕的审判就会降在地球上。在这发生之前呢，实际上是在他们众圣徒在祷告，然后他们在焚香以后发生。
Then the angel took the censer, verse 8. Filled it with fire from the altar and hurled it on the earth. There came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashings of lightning, and an earthquake. Big problems coming.
然后呢，第五节继续说呢，天使拿着香炉，盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，有声音、雷鸣、闪电和地震，就是有极其可怕的事情。
Why big problems coming on the earth?
为什么这么大的麻烦要临到地球上呢?
Because Christians have been praying all down through the ages. They were praying way back in the days of Abraham. They were praying in the days of Noah. They were praying long before that. They were praying in the days of David. And in the days of Daniel, prayer after prayer after prayer, including your prayers, and many of them not answered yet.
因为呢，这些众圣徒呢，就多年来一直在祷告。我们可以追溯到亚伯拉罕那个时期，亚伯拉罕那个时候祷告，挪亚的时期，挪亚他们也众圣徒在祷告，然后呢，在。 其他的圣徒祷告了很久，一直到大卫，大卫王他们也在祷告，然后到但以理，但以理呢同样祷告，直延伸到今天，包括我们的祷告，还有很多的祷告，神并没有应允。How
much suffering has there been in the world because of wicked men turning against the people of God and the ways of God?
因为今天呢，在世界上有多少的苦难是由于人们转离神而造成的呢？
And sometimes even you might pray and say something like this, Lord, it's not fair, you know. I'm not being treated properly. I don't deserve this. I tried to serve you and all I got was the bad.
有时候呢，包括你的那个祷告的，你通常也会这样去祷告。你说主啊，这样并不公平，所以呢，我没有更没有受到好好的对待。我一辈子呢都在侍奉神，但是呢，我所收到的、得到的全是不好的东西，全是坏的。And
these 144,000 weren't treated properly either.
这个呢，14万4千人呢，同样也没得到很好的对待。And
what about all those that we read about in chapter 7 who had trusted the Lord in this great tribulation time and they were martyred?
因为在那些在我们在第七章里所读到的那些所有的那些人，他们因为信了主耶稣基督以后呢，他们全部
Does God care about justice?
神关心地上的公平吗?
Yes. What's he do? He takes all these prayers and he pours them out on the earth as much as to say all these people have been praying and now their prayers are going to be answered. Justice. Judgment is going to fall upon you on the earth.
那这个呢，神会做什么呢？神会就把这所有的这聚在一起的祷告全部收到，然后呢，神呢要应允这样的祷告，然后呢，把这些查的审判和公义呢，全部降临在地球上的这些人身上。
You'll remember the words, I believe it's in Hebrews or Peter, I'm not sure, I haven't looked it up, but it says this, it says that judgment Vengeance belongs to God. He will repay, he says. Therefore, I will not fear what man will do to me, because God will repay. God will fulfill all justice for every man, woman, believer. God will repay. Don't feel bad when things go wrong. You keep trusting. One day God will repay.
因为他不记得到底是雅各书还是彼得书第四讲的，他讲起的那里所讲的说，深渊在主，所以你自己不要去报复，不管别人对你怎么坏，就是别人对你怎么样，你都不要去报复，因为你知道深渊在主，神说呢，我是公义的神，我会行公义的审判，我会去为你伸冤。 所以呢，不管你在地上受到怎么样的不好的遭遇，别人怎么对你不好，你都不要去自己伸冤，因为伸冤在主，神是公义的，神一定会为你伸冤的。When
will God repay? Well, on many occasions, but especially on this occasion, God will repay the people on the earth, and he's going to pour out his judgment upon them because of the prayers of his people.
所以呢，神会怎么什么时候会为你伸冤呢？ 当然在很多场合神都会为你伸冤， 但是在特别的在这个场合， 在今天讲到这个场合， 神呢，他会听到那你们所有的那个祷告， 然后呢就把这些为你伸冤， 把他的愤怒全部降在这个地球上。 这里发生什么？ 就是拿着一个圣坛里的火的碗倒在地球上， 地球上有极大的麻烦， 地震啊， 闪电啊， 所有的灾难都会降在地球上， 为你们伸冤。
Now remember, this is a combination of prayers and incense. Prayers from the people of God, incense, sweet smelling odor for God.
这个呢，要记得这个祷告和焚香呢，它是结合在一起的。就是你的祷告，神听了，那么香是什么？香是那个香甜的好闻的，在神那里呢，神喜悦的。
You've got a problem, you pray, and you say, Lord, I'm your son, I'm your daughter, and this isn't fair.
所以呢，如果你有问题、有麻烦的时候，你就祷告，你说，主啊，我是您的儿子，我是您的女儿，现在这个事情不公平。
God says, I know it isn't fair, and I'm just as upset about it as you are, and one day, I am going to set it all right. And God says, and that smells really good to me. I'm looking forward to the day when I can set right the ills that have befallen you.
因为神就会说呢，是啊，我知道那个对你不公平，我跟你一样的悲伤，但是呢，有一天我会把这一切的 都纠正过来，在那一天的时候呢，我要就是说，那当我纠正过来那一天呢，那个就像香粉上那样的，对我来说好闻极了。到时候呢，我要为你就是说把一切不平的都纠正过来，把一切对你的不公都给纠正过来。So
don't be distressed when problems arise. You pray, the Lord says, I will repay. Everything's fine. And one day, this is going to happen in part of that repayment.
当你受到悲伤和麻烦的时候，不要悲伤，因为实际上主说有一天我会为你伸冤的。这里圣经的这一部分就是那一天主为你伸冤的时候。So
chapter 8 then and verse 6. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them.
然后第六节说呢, 拿着七支号的七位天使就预备要吹。
And verse 7 says, the first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up.
第七节说，第一位天使吹号， 就有包子与火掺着血丢在地上，树的三分之一被烧了，一切的青草也被烧了。
That's pretty scary.
这个看起来很可怕。
All the green grass is burned up.
一切的青草都被烧了。
What are the cows going to eat?
那么那些奶牛吃什么？
Amazing. One third of, the earth was burned up. The third of the trees were burned up.
所以这个呢就是非常的那个令人惊奇的。地的三分之一和树的三分之一被烧。
People sit back and say everything's okay. We're going to survive. We've got lots of food. We've got lots of shade. We've got lots of good things. And Monday, one third of all the trees are burned up.
因为有些人呢说啊，不要担心，我们一切都会好的，我们会生存下去的，所以呢一切很好，因为我们现在有吃的有穿的，所有的一切我们都有，但是要注意到有一天三分之一的树都要被烧掉。
How did it all happen?
这个怎么会发生呢？
Verse 7, Hail and fire mixed with blood came down.
这第七节说呢，冰雹与火穿着血丢在地上。
What do you do when it's hailing outside?
如果外面下冰雹，你会怎么样？
You get under protection pretty fast.
你会躲在一个地方被保护起来很快的。
You've seen pictures of cars that drive through the hail when the hail's the size of golf balls and the cars are, they can be pretty badly damaged.
你当时你如果是看到一辆车在下冰雹的日子，如果冰雹有这么大的话呢，那个车肯定会被损坏了非常严重。
At a later time in the book of Revelation, the hailstones are going to be so big, they weigh 100 pounds.
因为这个在大灾难这个时期呢，这个冰雹呢会变得非常的大，他们有一万磅。
What do you think would happen if you got hit with a 100-pound hailstone?
所以呢，你如果说是你在那天是100磅哦，是。
It wouldn't be very much left of you, would there?
100磅的冰雹下在地上会发生什么呢？肯定没有什么东西存留下来。
But this heavy hail is going to come down along with fire.
但这么100磅的这个冰雹呢，还会跟那个火一起降下来。
Sometimes hail and lightning happen at the same time.
有时候呢，这个冰雹和那个闪电呢，同时发生的。
But this hail is going to be accompanied not by lightning, but by fire that will be associated with the lightning.
所以呢，这个冰雹呢降下来的时候呢，它不光是闪电，实际上呢，它是带着火的。这个火呢，其实也是由闪电造成的。
And blood is going to be there too. I'm not sure how that happens.
所以同样的呢，那里面带着血，我不知道这是怎么发生的。
What do you think people are going to think at that point?
你认为在那个点上那些人会怎么去想？
Do you think they're going to say, well, we better get rid of all of our gas-guzzling cars and we'll only drive electric cars from now on? Do you think that's going to be what they're going to say?
你认为他们说呢？那个时候会想说我们要把所有的烧汽油的车都废弃掉，全部都开电动车。你认为当时他们会想这些事情？
Or do you think they're going to say God is very angry?
你或者说他们会说神是极度的愤怒。
Verse number 8 says, the second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships in the ocean were destroyed.
第八节说，第二位天使吹号。 就有仿佛火烧着的大山扔在海里，海的三分之一变成血，海中有生命的受造之物死了三分之一，船也毁了三分之一。
We read a lot about asteroids today.
我们今天看到了很多的就是那种流星的这种。
We've been told, and it's true, that when they come, they can be very, very disastrous.
当我们知道这些陨石降下来的时候呢，地球上会产生极大的灾难。
Here's one that comes down. It's like a huge mountain.
这里有一个降下来的，就像一个巨大的山。
That's pretty big.
非常大。
And it was a blaze. It came down not just as a mountain, it came down as a mountain of fire.
这里呢，那个山是烧着的，它降下来的、掉下来的时候，不光是一座山，而是带着火的一座烧着的山。
And it goes into the ocean.
然后砸到了海洋中。
We don't know whether it's going to be the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean or what ocean it's going to be, but when it comes down, it's going to make a big splash.
当然我们不知道它到底是降落在太平洋，还是降落在大西洋，还是降落在其他的洋。但是呢，我们知道，如果这个来了以后呢，在那个海洋里会造成极大的这个波浪。
The tsunami will be very great, obviously.
海啸呢，会很明显的会变得非常大。But
this mountain is going to be poisonous.
这个山呢会变得有毒。And
that poison will be extremely bad. A third of the living creatures in the sea will die.
这个毒是一个剧毒，它毒到如此的程度呢，就是海里的三分之一的生命都会被毒死。And
how many people will die because of eating poisonous fish? Or die because they're starving because there are no fish?
因为这里呢，就是说，三分之一的有毒鱼死了，那么地球上呢，有多少人因为吃了有毒的鱼而死，或者是因为没有鱼而吃而饿死？And
a third of the ships will be destroyed.
三分之一的船呢也会被毁掉。What
do you do if you're in a big ship in a tsunami? You could very well be destroyed. If you're in harbor, you could very well be destroyed. One third of the earth's ships are going to be destroyed.
因为如果在一个海啸中，你在一个船里，你会被摧毁的；如果在海啸中，你在一个港口中，你同样也会被摧毁的。所以地球上有三分之一的船都会被摧毁。You
think God is angry?
因为神真的发怒了吗？
So you and I pray and we say, Lord, it isn't fair. I've got a big problem. Others say, Lord, it isn't fair. They're going to kill me because I believe in Jesus Christ. Is God going to take action? Is he going to set things right? Yes.
因为有时候你说主啊，这个不公平，他们对我不好。有时候你说主啊，他们杀了我，这个也不好。因为神会采取行动吗？当然，这个时候神就采取行动。
All right, what happens next? Verse 10. The third angel sounds his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of this star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter. Many people died from the waters that had become bitter.
第三位天使吹号，就有烧着的大星，好像火灯从天上落下来，落在江河的三分之一和众水的源泉上。这星名叫阴沉，众水的三分之一变为阴沉，因水变苦，就死了许多人。
So it isn't just, the poison that's going to go into the ocean. This particular star blazing like a torch, it's going to be like another asteroid. And it comes down and it poisons one third of the rivers, one third of the springs of water.
这里呢，不光是当时的海被毒充满了，因为这里呢又有烧着的那个大星，就像流星一样，就像火灯一样从天上落下来，落在江河的三分之一和众水泉之下，然后这里呢水全部都变成有毒的。
Usually people say, if you can't get good drinking water from the creek, then you dig a well. And you can drink the fresh water from the well, even though the surface water could be poisoned for some reason or another.
有些人说呢，如果你不能从溪流、河流里得到干净的水，或者说从地的表面你得不到干净的水的话，你可以挖一口井，然后挖井挖到下面去，井里出来的水呢，它就会是干净的水。
In this particular case, it's not just the surface waters that are affected, it's the groundwater as well. There will be, for one third of the world, there will be no fresh drinking water.
这个特别的这个时候呢，其实不光是那个表面上的水，包括地下水都被毒污染了，然后呢，地球上面有三分之一的人他喝的是有的水。
Now it's interesting, isn't it, that all of these, all of these judgments we read about, the first trumpet, second trumpet, third trumpet, all of them come down from heaven. The first trumpet, it's hail and fire comes down. The second trumpet, it's a great mountain comes down. The third trumpet, it's the star that is wormwood, but it all comes from heaven.
因为这你觉得很有趣的，有意思就是说这所有的这三只号带来的那个灾难呢，都是从天上降下来的。第一只号去讲的时候呢，其实带来的是冰雹，还有的这个冰雹呢，它是带着火啊在地上。第二个呢，其实就是像一个大山，它掉在海里。三个呢
，Is this going to be teaching the people on the world? Sorry, Roy.
第三个呢，就是所有那些众星呢，就像流星一样，他们落在地上，把地上的水呢也都污染。
This is going to be teaching the people that it's God who is angry. They have rejected God.
这里是要教导我们什么呢？教导就是说，这是神在发怒，然后地上的人呢，他们却拒绝了神。
All manner of people in the world today say, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God.
所以在我们当今世界上有很多人说我是无神论者，我不相信有神。
They say, I don't need God.
他们说我们不需要神。
What happens when heaven comes down on the earth in judgment? Fire, hail, blood coming down.The great mountain going into the sea and the devastation that comes after that. Poison coming down from heaven. What are people going to say then?
然后呢，如果说到那个时候从天上呢降下来的审判来临的时候呢，那些冰雹啊带着血啊火啊降到下面的时候，山呢也带着火啊降到带着毒降到那个海里的时候，然后这些众星像流星一样在地球上的时候，这些当地球上人会说什么呢？
Do you think those people are still going to be atheists?
你认为那些人他们当时还会是无神论者吗？
So I read this story recently, and I'll just tell it to you. It's a Ronald Reagan story.
因为我最近呢听了一个故事，这个故事呢我准备告诉给大家。这故事是讲的就是那个美国那个前总统罗拉德里根的故事。
Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States. In many respects, he was a good man. I'm not sure whether he really knew the Lord Jesus as his savior, but he certainly knew there was a God.
因为呢，罗纳德里根呢，他是美国的一任总统，他当然呢，他是一个很好的人，但是呢，我不知道他到底是不是认识了我们的主耶稣基督，但是很清楚的知道呢。
He told this story one day. I'm not sure whether he ever did it, or he just said that he would like to do it.
因为他有一天他给大家讲的这个故事，我不确定他是真的想去做呢，还是他想要准备去做。
But his logic was this. He wanted to invite some people that he knew who were atheists. And he was going to invite them to a wonderful dinner.
因为他呢，准备做的一件事呢，他准备请一些无神论者，无神论者呢来到他那里跟他们共进晚餐，这是一个很丰盛的晚餐。
He would invite them on a beautiful day. He would set them on a lovely deck overlooking the ocean in the gentle breezes.
因为这个呢，其实上呢，当时呢，他会在一个非常的好的一个天气，把他们的都邀请到一个面临海的一个阳台上，然后在阳台上，他们在这里吃晚餐。He
would feed them a sumptuous meal.
他会给他们吃很豪华的食物。
With the finest gourmet dishes.
也用那种。 非常精美的那种宝骨瓷的那种盘子。
And when they were all full and satisfied and smiling, he would ask them a question.
当他们所有的人呢都吃饱了，而且也很满意的时候呢，他会问他们一个问题。
And the question he would ask them was simply this: Do you believe in a cook?
Do you believe what? A cook?
Do you believe in a cook?
A cook.
A cook.
所以他在问他说，你们相信这个厨子吗？
Do you think those people believed in a cook?
你认为那些人相信那个厨子吗？
Sure they did. They all ate the wonderful meal. They didn't believe that it just happened. They didn't believe it fell out of the sky. They didn't believe that it came by evolution. They said, that cook is a good cook.
那当然相信那里有一个很好的厨子呢，因为他们都吃到了很好的菜，那天晚上全吃饱了，吃满意了，他们并不相信这个东西是凭空就出来的食物，也不是说这个东西是从天上掉下来的，也不是这些是美好的食物都是进化而来的，所以他们所有人都相信有一个好的厨子。
Atheism is nonsense. And everyone who espouses it does so because they don't want Jesus.
所以每个人呢，他都说呢，假装他是无神论者呢，因为他们不想要主耶稣。
And when heaven throws down its fire, and its blood, and its hail. And then when heaven throws a mountain into the sea, and then when heaven throws wormwood and the terrible poisons from heaven down on the ocean, do you think they're going to say there is no God?
因为那是一样的，当天上愤怒的时候，天上会降下那些冰雹啊，带着血了，还有毒啊，然后那个天上会扔下一个带着火的大山到海里，然后天上也会降下那个流星，那个新的名叫阴沉的那样的毒物到所有的水上。你认为那个时候他们还会说没有什么？
The question will be, who's in charge here? And the answer will be obvious to everything. to everyone, the God of heaven is in charge.
那这个问题很明显的就是谁在掌控这一切呢? 当然了，毫无疑问的，这是在天上有个神，他在掌控这一切。
And the fourth angel sounds verse number 12.
所以第十二节第四个天使吹号。
It says the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night.
第十二节说的第四位天使吹号，日头的三分之一，月亮的三分之一，星辰的三分之一都被击打，以致日月星的三分之一黑暗了，白昼的三分之一没有光，黑夜也是这样。
Now I'm not sure exactly what that is or how it's going to happen.
所以我不是很确定这个到底是什么样子，那是怎样发生的。
But just think with me for a moment. What do you think the reaction would be if that all happened tomorrow?
所以呢，你就大家想象一下，如果这样的所有的事情在明天发生了，会是什么样子？
Do you think that would make the news headlines?
你认为那会上新闻头条吗？
Do you think anybody would be concerned?
你认为有人会关心这个吗？
Get up in the morning, look at the clock. It's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the sun didn't come up today. What?
你早上醒来，看看钟。 七点钟，八点钟，九点钟，太阳还没出来，你说什么？
At night, the moon is supposed to shine for 12 hours. And it shines for 8 hours, and then all of a sudden the moon goes dark.
那个月亮应该在晚上呢，亮12个小时，那么它亮了8个小时，那突然就没有月光了。
What do you think the people are going to say?
你认为人当时会说什么呢?
You think they're going to be afraid?
你认为他们会害怕吗?
God says, I'm speaking and you're listening because you see, you can't stop listening when the sun doesn't come up. And when the moon won't shine, you don't stop listening. You say something is terribly wrong.
因为神在讲话，你要去听。你如果说太阳不出来，月亮不发光，你不能说就不听了。因为如果这种事情发生以后呢，一定有什么事情变得很严重，不对，你必须要去听神说话。
When God speaks today, most people don't listen.
但神今天说话的时候呢，大多数人都不听。
God sent three wise men to Herod. They said, where is he that's born king of the Jews?
因为神送了，派了三个人到那三个博士到那个希律王的面前，说那个要生的王在哪里？
The Old Testament scholars told them where the King of the Jews was.
所以呢，在旧约时代的那些学者呢，告诉了他们，就是说那个将要来的那个王会在哪里出生。
Herod says, I don't care, I'll kill him.
希律王说，我不关心这个，我要把他给杀了。
What's that tell us about the human heart?
这个呢，告诉我们那什么关于人心？
Jeremiah says it's desperately wicked, desperately wicked, desperately wicked.
耶利米说人的心呢是极度的诡诈。
And so in these first four trumpets, it's clear God is speaking. Nobody else. It's heaven speaking on every occasion. What do we say?
我们说什么呢?
We try to be like Samuel, don't we?
我们就像那个撒母耳一样,
when God spoke to Samuel, Samuel said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth.
当神跟撒母耳说话的时候呢, 撒母耳说, 请讲主啊, 我在你的仆人听着。
Frankly, I'd be far happier if God spoke to me through the Bible than if he spoke to me by pouring out his wrath from heaven.
你坦率地讲呢, 神通过圣经跟我讲话, 而不是说, 当神把他的愤怒从天上降下来的时候跟我说。
And I pray and you pray, Lord, would you help me listen, please? I want to listen. I don't want you to have to speak like that. I'd rather you just spoke to me right now.
因为你我都要祷告，你就祷告说主啊，求您来帮助我们，让我们去倾听。当你说话的时候呢，倾听。我宁愿现在呢，你说话我来听，而不是等到那个时候你说话再听。
Verse 13 says, and I watched. I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels.
第十三节说，我又观看，听见有一位天使从天上飞过，大声说， 住在地上的有祸了，有祸了，因为那三位天使要吹其他的号了。What's
the announcement?
这个发出的通知是什么？
The announcement is you think this is bad, you haven't seen anything yet, it's going to get far worse.
这里的通知说呢，你看见这些事情就已经很糟糕了。
A lot of people say in life, I know God wants me to do this, but I'm going to do that. Hang on to your hat. It's going to get worse. Far, far, far worse.
很多人在世界上人说呢，神想要做这个，但是我却要去做那个。所以你要想一下，你的如果这样的话，很多事情会变得越来越糟。
The psalmist says twice, it's the fool who said in his heart, there is no God. How foolish can you get to say to the God of heaven, you're not important?
这诗篇里呢，说了两次，说愚顽人心中说有没有神，只有愚顽人心中才说没有神。所以你说天上没有一个神，也是有多么的愚蠢。
All right, well, I've tried to summarize for you those two chapters. Are there any questions? I'm not sure that I can answer them, but if you've got some questions, we can consider it and try.
我那想要总结，试图总结一下第六章和第七章、第八章，但是呢，我确定呢，你们现在心里应该有问题了，但是我不确定我能回答你们问题，但是你们提出来。
Well, I'm not sure that means there aren't any questions. It probably means that the whole thing is so overwhelming, I don't know where to start.
因为我不确定刚才的沉默呢，是代表没有问题，但是我知道，因为这所有今天讲的所有事情对人来说都是压倒性的那个，所以呢。 并不知道从哪里开始问问题。
哦，那老白，我问一个吧，就是那个第七章那个十二个支派，没有以法莲支派了。
So, Linda's question is in the chapter 7, there are 12 tribes. There's no Ephraim tribe in there. Ephraim.
There is no what tribe?
No Ephraim.
Didn't get that word.
No, I think there's a half a tribe. You know, there's Marathon, Manasseh, and Ephraim.
All right, Ephraim, no Ephraim. Okay, I apologize, I didn't understand you. You're right, Linda. There's two tribes missing. The first tribe that is missing is the tribe of Dan.
Linda, 你的是对的，这两个部支派呢是掉了，一个呢就是Dan支派。
There were 12 tribes, 12 sons. One of the sons was Dan, but his name's not here.
今天也是12个支派，有12个儿子，其中一个儿子名字叫Dan，但是呢他Dan的名字却不在这里。
And so many people have asked the question, why is Dan missing?
所以呢很多人问这一个问题，为什么Dan支派不在这里呢？
Most people suggest that Dan was missing because he was the tribe that led the children of Israel into idolatry.
所以呢其中呢很多人认为呢但支派呢是因为他是这样的支派，他导致了很多的人呢去拜偶像。
We were studying this, a few months ago when we were, studying in, on Sunday evenings, and we noted then that the tribe of Dan went to, the north of the country and they took a false prophet, a priest who didn't fear the Lord, took him up there, and the whole tribe became idolaters.
所以呢，我们其实在几个月前呢，学习圣经里其实学到了，当时呢，实际上但支派呢，他呢跑到了以色列的北方，然后带着那些假先知，然后一起到了那里，然后呢，整个支派的人都变成了拜偶。
The statements that are attributed to Dan, the statements for Dan rather, that you have in the Old Testament basically say that Dan's job was to be the spokesman for the Lord.
实际上呢，在那个旧约里实际上讲到了但支派的呢，他的职责呢就是代表那个神说话。
Instead of that, in the Old Testament, Dan became the spokesman for the idols.
所以呢，他其实在旧约里但支派呢，他就变成了那个假先知的发言人。
And so in this list,Dan's name is missing. He refused the calling God had for him. He opposed God rather than served him. He does not get to be his spokesman at this time either.
实际上他讲到这里呢，因为但支派因为这个原因呢，他们本来应该是服侍神的，但他们却反对神。他们本来是要跟神讲话的，但是他们去为偶像讲话，所以这个原因呢，他们的名字没有出现在这里。
But your comment was that it was not only Dan, but also Ephraim, who was missing from this list.
你的点呢，不光是说但支派在这里没有，同样以法莲呢，在这里也是没有出现。
Manasseh,Ephraim's brother is inserted in the place of Dan.
那个马拉西呢，实际上是以法莲的哥哥，他是在站在那个担的那个位置上。
But Joseph, Ephraim's father, is inserted in the place of Ephraim.
所以呢，约瑟其实上是马拉西亚以法莲的父亲，他站在那以法莲的位置上。
So chapter 7 verse 8 reads, from the tribe of Zebulun 12,000, from the tribe of Joseph, not Ephraim 12,000, from the tribe of Benjamin 12,000.
所以在那个第七章第八节里说的，西布伦支派中有一万二千人，约瑟支派中有一万二千人，所以这个叫约瑟的支派。
So,precisely who these people are, we don't know. Joseph only had two sons, so the tribe of Joseph probably implies the tribe of Ephraim, but Ephraim by that name failed God. Joseph by that name honored God. Ephraim by that name failed.
因为我们不知道这个约瑟支派的人到底是谁，但是呢，约瑟呢，他是只有两个儿子，两个儿子呢，其中一个就是以法莲。以法莲呢，他的名字在神面前呢，他是失败了。那么约瑟在神面前呢，是得神喜悦的。那么说约瑟呢，这个时候呢，就用了约瑟的名字，而且没有用以法莲的名字。
By the name Ephraim, the 10 tribes.Left Rehoboam and went off to follow Jeroboam.
因为其实当时呢就是说那个以法莲的那个有一半的人呢，他就去跟随了他离开了耶罗伯安，去跟随了罗巴安。
Under the name of Ephraim, those tribes refused to fight over and over.And over again, they said, we won't fight, we won't fight, we won't fight, we won't fight. God says, you're not going to fight here in the 144,000
diamond. 实际上在以法莲那个支派呢，他们就一直是拒绝去战斗，拒绝去战斗，一直拒绝。那神说，如果你一直拒绝去战斗的话呢，那么在这144,000人中间呢，你也不会在这里去战斗。
So here you have the 12 tribes then, but two of them disqualified by their prior behavior.
那这里呢，你有12个支派，其中两个支派呢，他们因为他们的不当的行为，所以他们没有资格在这里算作12个支派。
All right, well that's pretty much the end of our time today. So next week we'll pick it up in the 9th.Chapter.
这就是我们今天的时间也到了，下个星期呢我们会从第九章开始。
As we're finding out, the book of Revelation is a very hard book. It's got serious lessons for people, and our prayer is that we will learn, we'll be humbled, and we will fear the Lord and walk in His ways.
你们就会发现呢，就是说呢，启示录其实是一本很难懂的，就是很令人恐惧的一本书。所以呢，我们的读的时候呢，就是我们要祷告，祷告呢，我们就是让神让我们有足够的谦卑，足够的谦卑来敬畏神，来祈求神的帮助。
All right, let's have a word of prayer. The Lord bless us.
我们来祷告，求神赐福给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you're bold enough to warn us clearly that there is a day of judgment coming.
耶主啊，我们也向上感恩您呢，就是极其大胆、极其清晰地告诉了我们，就是说在有一天审判要来。
We could easily neglect that, Lord. We could forget.And we pray that we won't.
所以我们很容易去忽视那个，也很容易去不理这个。所以主啊，我们祷告，我们不会那样去做。
We thank you for reminding us of the judgment that must come.
所以呢，我们非常感恩您呢提醒了我们，这个审判必定要来。
We thank you for the forgiveness that was obtained by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们非常感恩，就是借着我们主耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以得到饶恕。
We thank you that it will cover us because of our simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也非常感恩主的血呢，也可以遮盖我们，只要我们简单的把我们的信心放在主耶稣基督里面。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will cause us to rejoice in the fact that we get to go to heaven in the rapture before these terrible days come on the earth.
主啊，我们的祷告就说呢，您呢，让我们很高兴的就是说，在我们在地球上经受这些特别可怕的灾难之前呢，我们会作为教会的演员被提到天上去。
Again, we praise you and thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次呢赞美你，感谢你为我们的主耶稣基督。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all today. Thank you all today.
Thank you.
Thank you.